Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Get right back into the Royals, who, of course, had their season come to an end yesterday, and nobody better to talk to about that and looking ahead to the future than our Royals insider, Josh Furnier. He's brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, baseball fans. Let's just start with this series, and we can get broader. Vern, just overall, what was the biggest difference? Was it just 2-3-4? Was it the pitching? What do you actually put your finger on as the reason the Royals are not still around?
No, they weren't as good as the Yankees in every single facet. The best starting pitcher in this series was Gerrit Cole. The best reliever was Luke Weaver. Second best was Clay Holmes. Third best was Tommy Canely. The best bat was Giancarlo Stanton. The best player was, we could debate Gleyber Torres or Juan Soto or Anthony Volpe. You arrived in the ALDS on the backs of Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, and outside of a solo bomb from Salvador Perez, all five of those guys fell short of the standard that they've set for themselves this season.
We were talking in the last segment, like, hey, what, is there one decision you would have made differently, that you actually think would have led to a different result in the series? Is there any one that comes to mind?
No. I mean, we could use the benefit of hindsight and, don't send Salvi back right in game one, and who knows how that thing turns out. But, hindsight, I was thinking that in the moment. We talked about it on the post-game show, but I'm certainly not going to lay the series loss at the feet of Salvi or Vance.
When you look at what the Royals pitching staff did, I think you can make an argument, Vern, that overall, three runs a game over the last three games, that should get you a win most of the time. I think the problem was that after this series started to develop, we understood that it was going to take one of those early season, mid-season performances from their aces in order to get a win. I think when it came down to it, because the pitching staff got them here, and I won't be mad at them because they just came up short this time because they're not here without them. But like, even though they didn't give up that many runs as a pitching staff, they still needed more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, not one dominating outing from anybody in your rotation when they were giving you dominant outings, basically two out of every three games. And as we all know, come October, you're only facing good pitching. So an offense that, for the majority of the season, all the heavy lifting was done by Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. I mean, throughout the month of September, people, what's going on with this Royals offense? Well, what are you talking about? For the first 5 months of the year, it was led by three guys. I mean, three guys were on pace to drive in 100, and then you had a bunch of 40-year-old Yuli Gurriel's hitting in the five spot for your playoff team. If that doesn't show just how important Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were, I don't know what else will. Or, looking at this offense in the month of September without Vinny, and they were statistically the worst in all of Major League Baseball. Again, it just goes to show you how they arrived in the ALDS. Elite starting pitching, elite defense, elite team speed, three clutch bats, and then a below-average offense, a below-average bullpen that picked it up of late. You needed more from the rotation. You needed more from those big three. But again, because you're in the postseason, you're down to the final eight teams. And the Yankees have, like I mentioned, the best starter in this series and three of the best relievers. It's going to be difficult for Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi to put the team on their back and carry them to victory. Because honestly, they really didn't do that all that much this season. They teamed up with that rotation and found a way to win some tight games. And obviously unable to do so against a team that I'm pretty sure we all spent a majority of the six-month regular season saying the Yankees and the Orioles, the Phillies, are just a cut above. Their World Series are bust. Royals are not at that level. Now, that's not to say when this series was 1-1 coming back to Kansas City, I told you guys I felt as if the Royals were in complete control. So I'm not acting as if, David against Goliath. No, the Royals had a chance to win it, but there's certainly nothing to hang your head about in falling short against this team.
How will you view Bobby Witt Jr.'s season as far as, like, what will you remember it as? Obviously, Vern, it's one of the single greatest statistical season any Royals players ever had. I've decided that I'm just going to remember it as the emergence of a superstar, right? It was the first time I knew he was not just a very good baseball player, but he was one of the best baseball players on the planet. I kind of view this as this statistical season will go down as the year Bobby Witt Jr. became a superstar.
Yeah, it's the greatest regular season we've ever seen from a Kansas City Royal player, and maybe second only to George's 1980 and 85 season as far as the greatest year that a Royals ever had. Bobby had a chance, if he got his team to the World Series, to usurp both of those campaigns from George Brett, but listen, you and I, Gold, most people listening, we're going to remember this as a American League MVP runner-up season for Bobby Witt Jr., but outside of Kansas City, the game is the game. When Bobby's name is brought up, yeah, they'll talk about his 5-2-0 talent, but they'll also talk about his two hits in the ALDS against the New York Yankees. That's how it goes. You know, when you're that player, you're going to have an extra bright spotlight shining on you. Just like if Aaron Judge, if the Yankees lose this series, that's all Judge hears all offseason. Now he has a chance to completely rewrite his October legacy coming up in the ALCS. So, no, I'll remember the great campaign from Bobby Witt Jr. I don't think he will. I don't think his offseason workouts are going to be fueled by I was the runner-up for the MVP. I think they're going to be fueled by that celebration that he watched last night as he was the last guy inside the dugouts. And as we've all learned over the course of this season, and maybe even longer than that, Bobby's cut from the same cloth as Patrick Mahomes. And a caller brought it up last night. The D-Ford game against the New England Patriots is what he's likening this season to for the Kansas City Royals. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes went scorched earth on the rest of the NFL ever since. I wouldn't be surprised to see Bobby Witt Jr. somehow even better next year. Honestly, even better in all five facets. Somehow, the arm, the glove, the bat, the power, the speed, I think it's all going to be better as he turns 25 coming up in about 8 months.
I definitely like the comp from you and the caller then last night on postgame as we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. He's brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, baseball fans. To that point about Bobby, but also just looking at this team moving forward, I wonder, today obviously stinks and fans should and are disappointed and everything like that, but looking ahead, because of Bobby and other pieces that will be back next year, do you think it won't sting as much, you know, a week or two from now? Also, because it doesn't feel like, you know, anything can happen in baseball. I don't think we're waiting 10 more years for them to get back to the postseason.
Yeah, I don't think this loss stings until 2026.
Okay.
Now, next year, even if you fall short of the postseason, there'll be disappointment, but it won't be, 2026, if they're struggling, if they can't get back to October, I think that's when you start to lament the opportunity that was missed here in 2024. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., honestly, the thing that gives me the most hope for the future is the front office and the aggressive ownership. Yeah, Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo and Vinny and Massey and Mike Cal, you feel good about them, but, you know, baseball's crazy. Life's crazy. Fluky things happen. Injuries pop up. It's tough. You know, Seth Lugo's been it. Cole Reagans has already had two Tommy John surgeries. But the thing that allows me to agree with you that it's not going to be another 9 years before they get back to October is the job done over the past 18 months by JJ and John Sherman. Revamping a bullpen twice in 12 months, bringing in a 40-year-old five-hitter, Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman. I mean, you guys understand all the moves that have been made by JJ and the aggressive spending of John Sherman. I'm not saying he's going to spend another $110 million this offseason, but we've learned they're not going to sit on their hands and allow other teams to pass them by. Not that they're going to throw money haphazardly at issues, but when the opportunity is there to strike, I think Sherman and JJ have told you and shown you they'll do just that.
They probably got a month before they got to worry about it, Vern, but what is the very first thing you think the Royals have to do in the offseason?
I mean, you would... I don't know, man. I don't think anything really jumps out at you. You're going to lose Michael Wacha, likely to free agency. But that rotation next season still has Reagans and Lugo and Marsh and Singer and Bubich and Lynch. Kyle Wright, they'll all compete for a rotation spot. The back end of the bullpen's going to have Lucas Erceg and Hunter Harvey as the ninth and eighth inning guys, respectively. Hunter Renfro's going to pick up his player option,
yeah.
So he's going to be back in right field with MJ in left and Izzy in center, Mikel, Bobby, Massey, Vinny, Salvi, and Freddie behind the dish. There's nothing that jumps out to me, and boy, you got to fill that hole. You would like a proven bat, but I don't know if it's a must. Again, guys, I'm not trying to bring the show down, but if you've learned anything over the past two seasons, there is absolutely no reason to go all in ever on any one season. When I look at this team, I don't see a glaring hole. I know the offense and how bad it was in September, but let's let Vinny Pasquantino's broken thumb heal. Let's let Michael Massey get that back a break. Yeah, I mean, we would all like a bat. We would all like another reliever. We would all like another arm. But no, to me, there's nothing pressing for this team on day one of free agency.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Appreciate you coming on every week, man. It's been a great season to have you on the show. Get a little bit of rest. And I don't know, are you guys doing a little Royals special or anything coming up?
I don't plan on it, but okay. We'll see.
That's my fault.
He's planning on doing a cocktail special tonight at his house.
Vern, next Wednesday, we need a royal special. yeah. My fault on that.
Feel like 3 hours.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.